to Youth Day of Faith in Crisis Launch Week. For each day of programming, we are releasing a land acknowledgement and a call to action for different regions of what we now refer to as Canada. Today, Diana Povavantes, a researcher with RFF, will speak to the land that is now referred to as Saskatchewan and Manitoba and describe a few call to actions, and links to these actions can be found in the show notes.
Starting in 1701, in what was to become Canada, the British Crown entered into solemn treaties to encourage peaceful relations between First Nations and newcomers. Treaties were signed to define, among other things, the respective rights of First Nations peoples and governments to use and enjoy lands that First Nations peoples traditionally occupied. The first five treaties, signed between 1871 and 1875, cover what are now parts of northwestern Ontario and southern Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. Treaty number 5 was signed by the largest number of First Nations communities in Manitoba at different locations and times. Adhesion to Treaty number 5 was negotiated in 1908 and signed throughout northern Manitoba during 1908 and 1910. Treaty number 6 was signed on August 23, 1876 at Fort Carlton, Saskatchewan, and on September 9, 1876 at Fort Pitt, Saskatchewan. The treaty boundaries extend across central portions of present-day Alberta and Saskatchewan. Treaty number 8 was signed on June 21, 1899, and covers what was formerly the Northwest Territories in British Columbia, and now includes northern Alberta, northwest Saskatchewan, and portions of the modern Northwest Territories in BC, making it the largest treaty by area in the history of Canada. Treaty number 10 was signed on August 28 and September 9, 1906, and covers northern Saskatchewan and parts of Alberta. For Saskatchewan, we would like to begin by acknowledging that the lands on which we gather are the traditional territory of many nations, including the Nehiya Cree, Ojibwe, Dakota, Nakota, Lakota, the Diné, Nakawet, Sotu, and Ojibwe, as well as the beautiful homeland of the Métis Nation. The numbered treaties are an integral part of Saskatchewan's history, including treaties number 2, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 8, and number 10. For Manitoba, we would like to begin by acknowledging that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of many nations, including the Anishinaabe, Innu-Noo, Cree, Oji-Cree, Assiniboine, Dakota, and Diné peoples, as well as the beautiful homeland of the Métis Nation. The numbered treaties are an integral part of Manitoba, and including treaties number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, and number 10. Five Manitoba First Nations are not signatory to any treaty with Canada, including Burrtail Sioux, Sioux Valley, Kanapowakpa, Dakota Tipi, and the Dakota Plains. We respect the treaties that were made on these territories, and we acknowledge the harms and mistakes of the past as we dedicate ourselves to move forward in partnership with Indigenous communities in a spirit of reconciliation and collaboration. It is important that we recognize that we all have benefits and responsibilities under these agreements. The following are the examples of ongoing resistance and advocacy of the people of Saskatchewan and Manitoba. In early July this year, Tristan Deluche began a 600-kilometer walk from LaRonge in northern Saskatchewan to Regina, followed by a 44-day ceremonial fast to raise awareness about the critical levels of suicide in the province. Saskatchewan Aboriginal Women's Circle Corporation is a provincial nonprofit volunteer organization with affiliates across Saskatchewan dedicated to providing ongoing opportunities for educating, advocacy, research, employment, and economic opportunities to Indigenous women and their families. The Manitoba Moon Voices represent the interests of Indigenous women and gender-diverse people of Manitoba. Their mission is to build strong connections among Indigenous women to support and empower each other. The Two-Spirited People of Manitoba is a community-based organization focused on helping Indigenous LGBTQ Two-Spirit people improve their lives. They provide awareness workshops, advocate to prevent homophobia and transphobia, and organize community events. This year also marks the solemn one-year anniversary of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. The inquiry raised awareness about the tragedy that has affected multiple generations of Indigenous people, including women, girls, and those of diverse genders and sexual orientations. Its call for action provides 231 steps that need to be taken by governments and Canadians in order to end the genocide against Indigenous women and girls. as for the call for action. We call to all organizations, independent officers, nonprofits, and communities, social services to become engaged and active in the advocacy of those who are vulnerable and in need of support. The current ongoing resistance in both provinces is a marker of the possible engagement in the community and the importance of supportive and safe inclusive spaces. We must all fight for the rights and safety of those who need it most. We must encourage and support youth outreach programs, advocate for safety of Indigenous women and girls, and encourage public health initiatives as well as support and welcome LGBTQ2+ people throughout our communities.